You are tuned to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Welcome to Bemidji State University in north central Minnesota. Every year, students across America celebrate National History Day with projects that highlight the people and stories that make us who we are today. Well, one local student was honored this year by being selected for the Albert H. Small Normandy Sacrifice for Freedom Student and Teacher Institute. Now, that's a lot of words, and we're going to explain why that's a big deal. It means that she will travel to France to tell the story of a silent hero from her community who died on Omaha Beach during the Battle of Normandy in World War II. Here she is. She's a junior at Red Lake High School, Autumn May. And with her is her teacher, Marsha Rolene. You're both very popular people. Autumn, I gotta say, I know young people, I work with young people, and I love history, but I tend to notice that young people don't get super, super excited about history. But here you are with all of this accomplishment, and you're finding out these interesting things. How did you get interested in history?
Well, when I was in academy in the Red Lake Middle School in seventh grade, I was required to do a History Day project. So that's how I kind of got the... But as I started researching more about the specific thing I was doing my topic on, I just started liking it and enjoying how I can go into depth with things and everything.
Yeah, I always find it's like peeling back layers and there's always more to learn. Yeah.
And then as I got older and got into high school, it becomes an elective class. And then...
Here you are on stage and with this accomplishment. That's wonderful. Tell me about your silent hero.
Well, the silent hero that I chose, his name is Jesse J. Tibbetts. He's from the Leech Lake Tribe. He lived in Ball Club, Minnesota. We found out that he has a daughter. His daughter's name is Donna Tibbetts. She was 22 days old when he died on December 25th, 1944. And we also found out that he has two sisters alive. One's 96 and one's 102. So we're looking forward to trying to meet with them all and get more information about Jesse Tibbetts.
And how nice that you can tell his story and bring that story to light after all these years. That's wonderful. Well, Marsha, how did all this begin?
Well, this fall we received an invitation from Mr. History, Tim Hoagland, with the Minnesota Historical Society. And short list of students, Autumn was at the top, of students that might be interested in undertaking this project. And France trip is only a very small part of it. It's actually a year-long study. We've started already in January. Both of us have classes that we have to undertake. And then upon the return, there's more to this project. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, so maybe Autumn, you can tell me what happens next. What do you do here?
Well, right now I'm doing 21 weeks worth of homework, which is discussions. It's really long and kind of gets overwhelming at times, but... after my 21 weeks are over, I'll be flying to D.C. to go do more research in the National Archives, which is kind of scary because I'm flying without my parents.
Oh, wow.
And then after a week of being there, I fly out to Normandy and I go visit all the sites and everything and research more. And then I give my fallen hero a eulogy.
Yeah, and because he never got a funeral.
No, he was lost at seas, so he never got
a
funeral or anything.
Wow. Well, what would you think we can learn from the past?
Well, for me, since I am Native American, I think I can learn storytelling. And since I share a connection with him, I can pass on his story. And
a whole new generation gets to hear it. That's wonderful. Well, Autumn May and Marsha Rolene, thank you so much, and
thanks,
congratulations. That's just wonderful. So give them a hand, everybody.